Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The very notion tonight, it is to just emphasize on the issue of submission and rebellion, and that these are intertwined at times. You find someone who really thinks that by submitting, they basically are doing a favor for the Father. And by rebelling, they're actually taking back their freedom. And that is where most of the people get it wrong. That is where prodigality starts. That is where sinfulness starts to grow in the life of a person because of these misunderstandings. Let me come back to you. The very notion of and which we see much of the times is that people don't tend to want to talk about rebellion and submission. And this is because there's a lot of correction that comes with those teachings in our lives. What is your take?
Contrast between submission and rebellion. And we so far have said, maybe recapping, to say submission would be humility, obedience, aligning with Abba Yahuwah's will, and does bring shalom. It brings a baraka, which is a blessing and a spiritual growth. So we also see, I think it would be in the book of Luke 22:42, we see that Yahushai, the Messiah, also was submitting to the will of Abba Yahuwah. Hallelujah. So when we come again looking at rebellion, we see pride, we see defiance. It is that rejection or resisting the will of Abba Yahuwah, and we could look at it and we see judgment, we can see chaos, we can see the separation from Abba Yahuwah. And we could remember also the scripture we spoke about earlier on, Adam and Hawa, known as Eve, rebelling in the Garden of Eden in the book of Genesis chapter number 3. Hallelujah. So when we choose submission, it means it is about when one obeys. So Hebrews 13:17 says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Hallelujah. So the words that they will be teaching, they will be reading from the scripture, teaching us about how we should conduct ourselves, how we should be walking. So now, it is by us listening to them, it means we would be submitting, we would be surrendering to what they will be teaching us, because they have a responsibility. The book of Isaiah 30, number 1, informs us to say we have to avoid rebellion, which says, woe to the children, woe to the rebellious children, declares Abba Yahuwah, who carried out a plan but not mine. So we can see and we can observe that this is not the plan of Abba Yahuwah, but it is the rejection of his plan. And now people start to develop their own plan. Hallelujah. And now that is why now he's making us aware that this plan that they carrying is not mine. Woe to the rebellious children. So when we also have children in the home, we would expect them to be submissive to the instructions. When we say that 6 o'clock in Loka Ama Gate, we would expect them to be home go 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
When we say no drinking in my house, you know, we need to be stamping a foot, because the aim is to bring discipline and correction. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So this is what the scripture is teaching us with regards to these two contrasts. Mm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So by cultivating a heart of submission and rejecting rebellion, it means we as believers reflect the obedience of HaMashiach, and we are aligning ourselves to the perfect plan of Abba Yahuwah. So it becomes so very much important for us to be able to align ourselves to reflect Yahushua's obedience so as to follow the plan of Abba Yahuwah. Mm. So submission and rebellion, we can see they represent the two opposing spiritual attitudes that define humanity's relationship with Abba Yahuwah and his authority. And submission specifically reflects humility, obedience, and alignment with the will of Abba Yahuwah, and it will lead to shalom, it will lead to barakah, whilst the rebellion will embody pride, defiance, and the rejection of the authority, and it is going to result into judgment and the separation from Abba Yahuwah. So we can see that the dichotomy is evident between these two narratives that we have spoken about, which should help us to make a good choice, which will help us to walk in a way that is pleasing. So submission is a pathway to divine intimacy and a spiritual fulfillment. Hallelujah. So these are the lessons that we ought to look at and to be able to can also understand, because also when we look at our father Abraham in the scripture, Genesis chapter 22, It demonstrates faith by submitting to Abba Yahuwah when he was commanded to go and sacrifice his son Isaac. Hallelujah.
Tudor Mayach, I really appreciate, and of course, talk to me on Facebook tonight. Talk to me on Facebook and tell me how you feel about the show. Tell me how you feel about the show, and tell me, send me voice notes, send me video messages about how you feel about the show. Talk to me on Facebook, it's Ray Lekhodi, and let me hear what you say with regards to this matter.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibelele. Radio Pulpit yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. And from 8 o'clock, we will be having men's dialogue. And this happens through up to 9 o'clock, man. You need to listen to this. It's some of the recapping of some of the notions on the males, men, the boy child, sons. And this is taking place at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock through to 9. In the meantime, Professor, let me come to you. And also, when we look into the dire consequences, many people are afraid of teaching about rebellion and submission because they've seen the wrong of many people that they lead. And somewhat, somehow, are afraid that they would be, number one, stepping on toes. Number two, that they would be seen as being condemning. Number three, they would be seen as judgmental. Number four, they might lose a following of a sort. And that is why a teaching that has to do with rebellion and submission becomes something that is avoided mostly. Professor?
Brother Ray, as we wrap up the effects of submission and rebellion on people today, I would like us to look into the life of the Messiah.
Yeah.
It's important that we have this picture clearly visible in our eyes so that we can use it as a landmark, as a comparative point. Because if we do not have this picture, it's not going to be easy for us to see when we have missed the mark. I'm led to the book of Isaiah 53, which is a scripture that gives us the whole mandate of the Messiah, why he came, what happened, and what did he achieve. I'm not going to read from verse 1 all the way down, but I just want to pick up verse 7, and then I can quote other verses thereafter. Verse 7 says, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth." This verse is very full of information of what happened to him. And we get to know why did it happen, and we get to know his responses to what happened to him. But the summary of the verse tells us about submission. He submitted to the will of the Father. He submitted to what the Father told him to come and do. Matthew 26:39 says, "He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, 'Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.'" And I want to use these two scriptures together for us to draw to the same conclusion that when he said, "Lord, it is not easy," when he was on Mount Gethsemane, so in the Garden of Gethsemane, experiencing grief, great sorrow, feeling the way he was feeling to a point where he felt like letting go, he remembered, "I am not of my own. I am submitted under the will of the Father." And he said, "Lord, I would want this to pass by. My Father, if there is any way that this could pass by from me, that this should happen. But I don't want that way if it is not your will." So that was a statement of submission, which is why we are getting this confirmation and a statement of submission again in the book of Isaiah, that Yahushua is submitted to the will of the Father. And the question we would ask, why? And what was the benefit? What were the effects of this submission? We all know that the effects of this submission was for our salvation, was for us to receive what we have lost, was for reconciliation, was for us to belong again, was for us to be one with the Father, and was for us to be able to achieve where we are. And verse 5 of this particular scripture, again in Isaiah 53, it speaks of the healing that we received through the submission of Yahushua HaMashiach. So let me bring this closer to us now, because we are learning from the Messiah. What happens if we rebel? It means we are missing some of the healings that we should be receiving as the people and as the children of God. We are missing some of the wellnesses that we should be having as the people and as the children of God. Because this submission is not only counted towards the Father, it's also counted towards our parents. And I know that there's this beautiful scripture that we keep on us reading, that we need to honor our fathers and our mothers so that it may be well with us. That is a scripture that teaches us about respect and submission. And when we submit to our elders, submitting to our fathers, respecting them and honoring them, it becomes well with us. As Yahushai also portrayed this picture by being submissive to his father, and it was well with him, and his submission yielded salvation. It means our submission as well, even to our parents and subsequently to our father, the creator, brings some kind of salvation to those who are receiving who we are and who are receiving the mercy of the father through our actions. There are things that will not be deposited and transferred to people if some of us are not going to be submissive to the will of the Lord. So by his submission to the will of the Lord as the Son of the Most High, we received salvation. And if we now, being people now, are going to submit under the authority of the Father, those who have not yet received salvation will be receiving salvation by seeing what we do and how we relate with our Father through submission. Because if we are going to continually be disobedient to the Lord, we are repelling many people from the Lord. So salvation also comes through this very act of submission to the word and to the will of God. And God wants us to demonstrate submission between one another. He wants us to demonstrate submission between us and our leaders and between us and him as the Father. And if we are not going to do that, we are missing the point. And by us missing the point, we are preaching a different message. We are not honoring God. We are not preaching salvation. We are not preaching reconciliation. We are not preaching healing, because through submission is healing, but through rebellion is rejection. Through rebellion is death. Through rebellion, we do not belong. And I began to ask myself a question that says, may it be that this behavior that we see around, happening around us, Brother Ray, is as a result of lack of submission and respect. Seeing people doing their own things, uncontrollable, and they can't even see between the wrong and the right, may it be because there is lack of submission somewhere. May it be because we've rebelled to some of the advices, some of the rules, some of the commands, and some of these little commands are starting from our homes. May it be that our children are all over the streets simply because they rebelled against the rules of the house, the commands of the house. So if they can't submit under the authority of the household, how can they submit under the Father, the Most High? So I'm beginning to realize that some of the problems that we are facing are because we do not submit. Some of these problems are as a result of rebellion. We take things for granted. We take people lightly. We do not submit under the authority. We do not submit even when we go to work. We do our own things. You say, mina ngumzalwane, I'm not going to hear this and this because this boss is not saved. And that rebellion takes us out of the will of God, and it removes favor. We are working outside of grace. And this.
Yeah, I hear you quite well, Professor, and I hear you quite clearly. And much of the times, we seem to be those kinds of people who embrace rebellion, and to a great extent, it has become naturalized.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlalanathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentsu la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My Achi, I know this is your last five, and what would you say to advise many people that they should not avoid talking about rebellion and talking about submission and quoting scripture on this and listening to the Father with regards to this? What would you say finally?
Shalom, my ach. Kelebocha once again for the opportunity. This time, kikupa kubua ka mwaha wa 2024. Hangeke rata hore kere mwaha santaten kawahanya, because I don't know what awaits me on the other side. But I appreciate everything that I've gone through in this year, 2024. First of all, what I appreciate the most is that every day I am able to wake up. It's not by my power, not by my might, but I thank the Living Father. I appreciate that I still have eyesight, I can still hear, I can still flex my muscle, I can still speak, you know, I can still frown.
Yeah.
Things that maybe it's impossible with other people. So it is important for me to thank him every day of my lives for the journey. Every day of my life for the journey that I have traveled that thus far, to say Aban Hazar on the twelve bow through thick and thin. You have preserved, you have protected me, you've protected my household, my family, my friends, my colleagues, you have protected the family of Radio Pulpit, you've protected my ach in the studio, you have protected Professor Buiso Lezi and their families.
Hallelujah.
Every single day we breathe the breath of life. It is a gift, and we appreciate so very much. There are many things that have happened, but we look and we smile and say, Tuda Rabba, because everything becomes a lesson. In every circumstance, Abba Yahuwah says, we have to give thanks.
Yeah.
If Nedisa etzahalle rona, Neditshwanetse di etzahalle mang. Therefore, kikamo kilebuhang for botshelo, kikamo kilebuhang for sengwe le sengwe, whether si siame or ga sa siama, because that strengthens me to pray, that strengthens me to plug back, you know, to reconnect with my Father in heaven. Because ga dilo di tsamaya sentle thata, o fitlhele batho ba na le tšhelete ba lebala gore ba tshwanetse ba rapele ka gore botshelo bo nna monate thata be e nna jeme be ba lebala jaanong ka gale gantse go nna le dilonyana tse di tlang di sa re tshwara sentle le ga re sa di rate but we know and understand gore di re isa back to. It's like I often speak of trap ya bicycle. To say when one is up, one is down, and one is down, one is up. So you can see for in order for this bicycle to move forward, at times it requires one of the traps to be down. So therefore, it tells me or it teaches me even with my life to say if I'm looking at it, I can be able to learn something from it to say all these things that are happening to me, but they are strengthening me, they are preparing me, they are shaping me for the future. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I thank my Heavenly Father for this gift of life. I thank him for 2024 and everything that he has done. You know, there's so many testimonies that I can speak of. One of them, my mom this year had was hit by a stroke.
Yes.
You know, and going home, I saw how much she has recovered, that she's able to...
Yes.
To can bath herself, she can be able to walk, you know, she can be able to speak. You know, though she's not 100%, but there's so much work in progress, it's 90%, at least, you know, with prayers. There's many we can speak about. There's many. My son here, there's so many that we can speak about. At times, being a parent, we end up in a man, and all that. But, you know, most of all, it's happiness more than the dark days in the house. So I appreciate each and everything. It is my testimony for 2024. You know, I say praise Abba Yahuwah. Praise Abba Yahuwah. Gone to Johannesburg a couple of days ago. I have, in the 7 years I left Johannesburg, I never received such a reception that I have received this time. The love that many people have shown me, my Ach and Radio Pulpit family, some people I had not seen for over 20 years before I even came to Cape Town. So I have not seen them for over 20 years. And it was like a reunion. It was, you know, one of the greatest moments that I appreciate so very much. You know, gore ga re santse ne re gopolana, re santse ne re ratana, re santse ne re rutana ka lefoko la ga Abba Yahuwah. It is a great thing to serve Abba Yahuwah. So that is my moments for 2024. Ke a leboga Abba Yahuwah, ke a leboga thata. Hallelujah. Shalom Rabba. Tuda.
Shalom Rabba, Tuda, my Ach, and of course, such great and powerful news that we hear on the old lady, man. Thank you so much to the Father for making her to stand again and be back in stride again. I wish I could play Frankie Beverly with Maze. The name of the song is Back in Stride Again. It would be nice, you know, to play it for her. Wow, thank you so much, my Ach.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Coming to the final part, Professor, what would you say as a parting shot? This with regards to the way forward about the very notion and issue of rebellion and submission. These are two important components that we need to teach even far much more. This will help our conscience and also help our lifestyles. And this will also facilitate the manner in which we live. And this will also enable us to live lives that are pleasing to the Father. Finally, what say you?
When we work outside of the grace of God, we expose ourselves to other spirits, it will be highly impossible for us to be fruitful. And if we cannot be fruitful, strife comes in, depression comes in, you're no longer enjoying to be in that place. If you're a child who does not respond well to the parents, you're not submitting, you always rebel, you might find yourself doing your own things, you might find yourself in the street. Maybe you might have been advised even now that you sit still, you do the right things, and you choose to rebel. And then you say it's just going to be for one day. But we must know it's one day too many. Consequences are always there for all our actions. So I think, Brother Ray, what we need to learn from these effects are things that must take us very, very closer to God. Because now we know if we submit, we are blessed. If we submit, we become fruitful. If we submit, we are able to reveal God. We are bringing salvation. But if we are going to rebel, we will be rejected. We are not going to fulfill the will of God. We are not going to represent God. And I don't believe that there is anyone who does not want to represent God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for having us on the show. I speak a blessing upon you, Brother Ray. Blessings to Brother Parukia. Blessing to our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. A blessed new year that is coming full of mercies, grace, and blessings. May the Lord continue to be your shield and butler and shelter. I thank you so, so much, Brother Ray, for continually ministering this good news to this nation at this time. May the Lord richly bless you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Professor. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you very much. And of course, we give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Professor Buiso Ndezi. Thank you to Parukia. Thank you for taking time. May the Father bless you. Enjoy yourself even far much more. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful, man. Coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. And I trust you're going to have a good time on this one. Tuda! Rabah!
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Becomes something that is avoided mostly. Professor?
Brother Ray, as we wrap up the effects of submission and rebellion on people today, I would like us to look into the life of the Messiah.
Yeah.
It's important that we have this picture clearly visible in our eyes so that we can use it as a landmark, as a comparative point. Because if we do not have this picture, it's not going to be easy for us to see when we have missed the mark. I'm led to the book of Isaiah 53, which is a scripture that gives us the whole mandate of the Messiah, why he came, what happened, and what did he achieve. I'm not going to read from verse 1 all the way down, but I just want to pick up verse 7, and then I can quote other verses thereafter. Verse 7 says, "He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth." This verse is very full of information of what happened to him. And we get to know why did it happen, and we get to know his responses to what happened to him. But the summary of the verse tells us about submission. He submitted to the will of the Father. He submitted to what the Father told him to come and do. Matthew 26:39 says, "He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And I want to use these two scriptures together for us to draw to the same conclusion that when he said, "Lord, it is not easy," when he was on Mount Gethsemane, so in the Garden of Gethsemane, experiencing grief, great sorrow, feeling the way he was feeling, to a point where he felt like letting go, he remembered, "I am not of my own. I am submitted under the will of the Father." And he said, "Lord, I would want this to pass by. My Father, if there is any way that this could pass by from me, that this should happen, but I don't want that way if it is not your will." So that was a statement of submission, which is why we are getting this confirmation and a statement of submission again in the book of Isaiah, that Yahushua is submitted to the will of the Father. And the question we would ask, why? And what was the benefit? What were the effects of this submission? We all know that the effects of this submission was for our salvation, was for us to receive what we have lost, was for reconciliation, was for us to belong again, was for us to be one with the Father, and was for us to be able to achieve where we are. And verse 5 of this particular scripture, again in Isaiah 53, it speaks of the healing that we received through the submission of Yahushua HaMashiach. So let me bring this closer to us now, because we are learning from the Messiah. What happens if we rebel? It means we are missing some of the healings that we should be receiving as the people, and as the children of God. We are missing some of the wellnesses that we should be having as a people and as the children of God. Because this submission is not only counted towards the Father, it's also counted towards our parents. And I know that there's this beautiful scripture that we keep on us reading, that we need to honor our fathers and our mothers so that it may be well with us. That is a scripture that teaches us about respect and submission. And when we submit to our elders, submitting to our fathers, respecting them and honoring them, it becomes well with us. As Yahushua also portrayed this picture by being submissive to his father, and it was well with him, and his submission yielded salvation. It means our submission as well, even to our parents and subsequently to our father, the creator, brings some kind of salvation to those who are receiving who we are and who are receiving the mercy of the father through our actions. There are things that will not be deposited and transferred to people if some of us are not going to be submissive to the will of the Lord. So by his submission to the will of the Lord as the Son of the Most High, we received salvation. And if we now, being people now, are going to submit under the authority of the Father, those who have not yet received salvation will be receiving salvation by seeing what we do and how we relate with our Father through submission. Because if we are going to continually be disobedient to the Lord, we are repelling many people from the Lord. So salvation also comes through this very act of submission to the word and to the will of God. And God wants us to demonstrate submission between one another. He wants us to demonstrate submission between us and our leaders, and between us and him as the Father. And if we are not going to do that, we are missing the point. And by us missing the point, we are preaching a different message. We are not honoring God. We are not preaching salvation. We are not preaching reconciliation. We are not preaching healing, because through submission is healing, but through rebellion is rejection. Through rebellion is death. Through rebellion, we do not belong. And I began to ask myself a question that says, may it be that this behavior that we see around, happening around us, Brother Ray, is as a result of lack of submission and respect. Seeing people doing their own things, uncontrollable, and they can't even see between the wrong and the right, may it be because there is lack of submission somewhere. May it be because we have rebelled to some of the advices, some of the rules, some of the commands, and some of these little commands are starting from our homes. May it be that our children are all over the streets simply because they rebelled against the rules of the house, the commands of the house. So if they can't submit under the authority of the household, how can they submit under the Father, the Most High? So I'm beginning to realize that some of the problems that we are facing are because we do not submit. Some of these problems are as a result of rebellion. We take things for granted. We take people lightly. We do not submit under the authority. We do not submit even when we go to work. We do our own things. You say, "Mina ngumzalwane, I'm not going to hear this and this because this boss is not saved." And that rebellion takes us out of the will of God, and it removes favor. We are working outside of grace. And this.
Yeah, I hear you quite well, Professor, and I hear you quite clearly. And much of the times, we seem to be those kinds of people who embrace rebellion. And to a great extent, it has become naturalized.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Matlafala moyeng ka go thieletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama thieletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentsu la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago thieletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My Achi, I know this is your last five, and what would you say to advise many people that they should not avoid talking about rebellion and talking about submission and quoting scripture on this and listening to the Father with regards to this? What would you say finally?
Shalom, my Ach. Kelaboga once again for the opportunity. This time, ke kopa go bua ka ngwaga wa 2024. Ga nke ke rata gore ke re ngwaga sa nthateng kgabaganya, because I don't know what awaits me on the other side. But I appreciate everything that I've gone through in this year, 2024. First of all, what I appreciate the most is that every day I am able to wake up. It's not by my power, not by my might, but I thank the living Father. I appreciate that I still have eyesight. I can still hear. I can still flex my muscle. I can still speak. You know, I can still frown.
Yeah.
Things that maybe it's impossible with other people. It is important for me to thank Him every day of my lives for the journey. Every day of my life for the journey that I have traveled that thus far, to say Aban Hazar on the Twele Bawo, through thick and thin. You have preserved, you have protected me, you have protected my household, my family, my friends, my colleagues. You have protected the family of Radio Pulpit. You have protected my Ach in the studio. You have protected Professor Buiso Lezi and their families.
Hallelujah.
Every single day we breathe the breath of life. It is a gift, and we appreciate so very much. There are many things that have happened, but we look and we smile and say, Tuda Rabba, because everything becomes a lesson. In every circumstance, Abba Yahuwah says, we have to give thanks.
Yeah.
If Nedisa etzahalle rona, Neditshwanetse di etzahalle mang. Therefore, ke ka mo ke lebogang for botshelo, ke ka mo ke lebogang for sengwe le sengwe, whether se siame or ga sa siama, because that strengthens me to pray, that strengthens me to plug back, you know, to reconnect with my Father in heaven. Because ga dilo di tsamaya sentle thata, o fitlhele batho ba na le tšhelete ba lebala gore ba tshwanetse ba rapele, ka gore botshelo bo nna monate thata, be e nna jemebe ba lebala. Yaanong ka gale ga ntse go nna le dilonyana tse di tlang di sa re tshwara sentle, le ga re sa di rate, but we know and understand gore di re isa back to It's like I often speak of trapeya bicycle. To say when one is up, one is down, and one is down, one is up. So you can see for in order for this bicycle to move forward, at times it requires one of the traps to be down. So therefore, it tells me or it teaches me even with my life to say, if I'm looking at it, I can be able to learn something from it to say, all these things that are happening to me, but they are strengthening me, they are preparing me, they are shaping me for the future. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I thank my Heavenly Father for this gift of life. I thank him for 2024 and everything that he has done. You know, there's so many testimonies that I can speak of. One of them, my mom this year had was hit by a stroke.
Yes.
You know, and going home, I saw how much she has recovered, that she's able to to can bath herself, she can be able to walk, you know, she can be able to speak. You know, though she's not 100%, but there's so much work in progress, Khurai. It's 90%, at least, you know, with prayers. There's many we can speak about. There's many. My son here, there's so many that we can speak about. At times, being a parent, and all that, but you know, most of all, it's happiness more than the dark days in the house. So I appreciate each and everything. It is my testimony for 2024. You know, I say praise Abba Yahuwah. Praise Abba Yahuwah. Gone to Johannesburg a couple of days ago. I have, in the 7 years I left Johannesburg, I never received such a reception that I have received this time. The love that many people have shown me, my Akh and Radio Pulpit family, some people I had not seen for over 20 years before I even came to Cape Town. So I have not seen them for over 20 years, and it was like a reunion. It was, you know, one of the greatest moments that I appreciate so very much. You know, gore ga re santse ne re gopolana, re santse ne re ratana, re santse ne re rutana ka lefoko la ga Abba Yahuwah. It is a great thing to serve Abba Yahuwah. So that is my moments for 2024. Ke a leboga Abba Yahuwah, ke a leboga thata. Hallelujah. Shalom Rabba. Tuda.
Shalom Rabba. Tuda, my Akh. And of course, such great and powerful news that we hear on the old lady, man. Thank you so much to the Father for making her to stand again and be back in stride again. I wish I could play Frankie Beverly with Maze. The name of the song is Back in Stride Again. It would be nice, you know, to play it for her. Wow. Thank you so much, my Akh.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets.
Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657
AM. Coming to the final part, Professor, what would you say as a parting shot? This with regards to the way forward about the very notion and issue of rebellion and submission. These are two important components that we need to teach even far much more. This will help our conscience and also help our lifestyles. And this will also facilitate the manner in which we live. And this will also enable us to live lives that are pleasing to the Father. Finally, what say you?
When we work outside of the grace of God, we expose ourselves to other spirits, it will be highly impossible for us to be fruitful. And if we cannot be fruitful, strife comes in, depression comes in, you're no longer enjoying to be in that place. If you are a child who does not respond well to the parents, you're not submitting, you always rebel, you might find yourself doing your own things, you might find yourself in the street. Maybe you might have been advised even now that you sit still, you do the right things, and you choose to rebel. And then you say, it's just going to be for one day. But we must know, it's one day too many. Consequences are always there for all our actions. So I think, Brother Ray, what we need to learn from these effects are things that must take us very, very closer to God. Because now we know, if we submit, we are blessed. If we submit, we become fruitful. If we submit, we are able to reveal God. We are bringing salvation. But if we are going to rebel, we will be rejected. We are not going to fulfill the will of God. We are not going to represent God. And I don't believe that there is anyone who does not want to represent God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for having us on the show. I speak a blessing upon you, Brother Ray. Blessings to Brother Parukia. Blessing to our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. A blessed new year that is coming full of mercies, grace, and blessings. May the Lord continue to be your shield and butler and shelter. I thank you so, so much, Brother Ray, for continually ministering this good news to this nation at this time. May the Lord richly bless you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Professor. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you very much. And of course, we give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Professor Buiso Ndezi. Thank you to Parukia. Thank you for taking time. May the Father bless you. Enjoy yourself even far much more. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful, man. Coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. And I trust you're going to have a good time on this one. Tuda! Rabah!
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.